Okay, let's get cracking. We are going to be finishing the 8th parak today of Masechas Brachos with Parak Ches, Mishnah Zayin, and Parak Ches, Mishnah Ches. We should just be aware, before we begin this Mishnah, that generally the halacha is that after we eat, we should make a bracha achron, an after bracha, whether it's in a birchas hamazon, in a benching, or an alamichya, or a brain of fashos, we should make that bracha achron, the after blessing, in the place that we ate the food. The question of our Mishnah is, what should a person do if he forgot to make the bracha achron? If he forgot, sometimes we get very distracted, we get very busy, we walk away. What should he do if he forgot to make the bracha achrona? Says the Mishnah, Misha achal v'shachach v'lo beirech. A person eats and he forgets, and he didn't make the bracha achrona. He didn't bench. He didn't make the bracha. Right? Imagine you have lunch in the lunchroom in school, and then lunch is over. You run just to class, and you're sitting there in a science class, and you realize, oh my gosh, I forgot to bench. What should a person do? What should you do in that situation? Beis Shammai says, Yachazor limkomosh vivarich. Says Beis Shammai, go back to the place. You got to get up out of class, ask to go to the bathroom, right? The classic line, got to go to the bathroom when you really don't have to go to the bathroom. But that's perhaps a discussion for a different time. Yachazor limkomosh vivarich. Go back to the place that you ate, and you got to make a bracha there. Says Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hill Omr, but Beis Hillel says, Yivarich bimakom sheniskar. No, you can make a bracha in the place that you forgot. You could sit in the class and just make the bracha to yourself. According to Beis Hillel, it's a good thing. It's a nice thing. It's a great thing and very praiseworthy to go back to the place that you ate and make the bracha there. But technically, according to Beis Hillel, and that is how we pask in generally, like Beis Hillel, that you can make the bracha in the place that you remembered that you forgot. Then it finishes off the Mishnah. Until when do you still have the ability to make the bracha achrona? Right? If I forget to bench after lunch, can I still make it at 10 o'clock at night? Or at what point can I no longer make up the bracha achrona? At what point can I no longer say the bracha again? It says the Mishnah, ad kidei sheyisakel hamazon shememeyav. As long as you're still digesting the food, as long as you're still somewhat full, as long as you're still somewhat satisfied. But if you ate at 12 and now it's 7 o'clock and you're ready for dinner, so you can no longer bench. As the pasuk tells us, v'chalta v'savata uverachta, you bench after you're satisfied. If you're still satisfied, then you have the ability to bench. But if you're ready for your next meal, you're totally not full anymore, then you lost the opportunity to bench. We should take the opportunity and think of thanking Hashem as much as we possibly can and try to grab those opportunities to bench. A lot of times you're like, oh, I don't really want to watch. I don't really want to bench. It's an amazing opportunity to thank the creator of the world for the food that you're eating. Let's try to remember what we are doing, and let's try to remember to make our brachos before we eat and certainly after we eat as well. Now we are going to learn the last Mishnah, Parak Ches, Mishnah Ches, the last Mishnah in the 8th Parak of Maseches Brachos. Says the Mishnah, Balahem Yayin La'achar HaMazon, they bring him wine, they bring a person wine after the meal is complete, they're ready to bench, Ve'in Sham Ela Oso HaKos, but they only have one cup of wine, only enough wine to fill one cup. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, the question of course here is, what should you use the wine for? Must you use the wine for benching? Do you have to bench like we discussed yesterday? Do you have to bench with a cup of wine or not? Or can you just drink the wine and make a brei priya gafen? Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Mevarech al hayayin. You make the bracha on the wine, make the brei priya gafen. V'achar kach mevarech al hamazon. And then afterwards you make the bracha birchas hamazon. Make the bracha on the food. Says Beis Shammai, there's no reason to use the wine as part of Birchas HaMazon. You do not, says Beis Shammai, need to bench on a cup of wine. That is the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel says, Mevarich al HaMazon, v'acher kach, Mevarich al HaYayin. No, says Beis Hillel, first make Birchas HaMazon, first bench, and then make the bracha of Berei Pri Hagaf, and then make the bracha on the wine, because according to Beis Hillel, you should bench with a cup of wine, not only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but during the rest of the year as well. Why exactly are we not? Do we not have the minhag? Why are there so many people who don't bench with wine or grape juice nowadays? That's a discussion for a different time. But that is the opinion of Beis Hillel, who we tend to paskin like. Finish it off the Mishnah, finish it off the parak right now. The importance about saying Amen, so important that we should run to say Amen to any bracha that we hear, says the Mishnah. Onin amen achar Yisrael ha-mevarech. If I hear a Jew make a bracha, whether it's a bracha on food, whether it's a bracha on a mitzvah, whether it's a bracha on anything that he's doing, then I should say amen. I should answer amen. Ve'ein onin amen achar hakusi ha-mevarech ad sheyishma kol ha-bracha. But finishes off the Mishnah, finishes off the Perek, but a person should not answer amen after a kusi, who's a kusi. So we learned in the beginning of the seventh Perek, that the Kusim were a group of people who like sort of converted, didn't really convert. It was a bit of a machlokas. Did they only convert because they were scared of lions or not? But it's a little bit questionable who their allegiance really is. Are they really from? Are they really connecting to Hashem? Or do they serve idols? It's a little bit unclear, a bit of a machlokas in the many Gemaras. So the Mishnah says you shouldn't answer amen after the bracha that a Kusi makes, ad she yishma kol habracha, until the entire bracha is heard, because maybe he's making the bracha and he's not saying, you know, bracha to Hashem, maybe he's thanking some idol somewhere, some piece of Avodah Zarah. So says the Mishnah, if a Jew makes a bracha, you can trust that obviously he's thanking Hashem, he's asking Hashem, he's davening to Hashem. But if a Kusi makes a bracha, and certainly anyone else who isn't Jewish or who isn't connected, we should not answer amen ad she yishma kol habracha until we hear the entire bracha to make sure that he's really talking to Hashem, that is really davening to Hashem. Quick review, Parakas Mishnah Zayin taught us the halacha machlokas, once again, the final machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding, another machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding what a person should do if he forgot to make the bracha achrona. Should he go back to the place? Can he make the bracha in the place that he remembers? And then the Mishnah just taught us the halacha that you're allowed, if you forget to make a bracha achrona, you forget to make an after bracha, you can do so as long as there's still some level of satisfaction, as long as you're full to some extent. And this last Mishnah, Parakas Mishnah Ches, taught us the halacha, the final argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Do you need to have a cup of wine for benching or not? Beis Shammai said no, Beis Hillel said yes. We tend to think that Beis Hillel is usually the lenient one, and Beis Shammai is the strict one, but recently we've had a few machlokas and a few arguments where Beis Hillel was actually the stricter one, and Beis Hillel held that you should in fact have wine for your benching. Then the parak just finished by quoting that we should answer amen as best we can. We make brachos, we listen to brachos, we should answer amen. We got to make sure that it's a bracha that's directed to Hashem. If someone else, if a kusi makes a bracha, then we shouldn't answer amen unless we hear the entire bracha and know that it's directed towards Hashem. Have a great day.